Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, Fáil Dheirlis, well, nominations have closed for the presidential election. We're into the campaign proper now with three candidates in the field, and we're marking the kickoff on today's show with all three on the programme over the next couple of hours. Catherine Connolly is first up, independent presidential candidate. Fáil Dheirlis, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Margaret Cormack.
Congratulations to you and all the others now that you're on the ballot paper. You know your competition now. It's you, Jim Gavin and Heather Humphreys. Why do you think you'd make a better president than either of them?
First of all, I'm delighted to be here and thank you for the opportunity. And yesterday was a momentous day for me. I went with my two sons and a number of members of my team down to hand in my nomination forms. And it was momentous. And we tried to steal a half an hour for a cup of coffee afterwards, which was just about all we got in a very packed day.
I know it's a big day for all three who are on the ballot. Why do you think you'd make a better candidate or president than Jim or Heather?
I'm not inclined to compare myself with candidates. I'm standing as an independent candidate. I made that decision after a long time based on the amount of messages I got from all over Ireland and pointing out the characteristics that they saw in me. I ignored those messages for a very long time, and then I made the decision in July, and since then I've never looked back, and I've proudly gone around the country campaigning since then. I've made myself available at every press conference. I think I've done five. I've made myself available at four public forums in different theatres and community centres chaired by independent people. It's a specific question, why me? I think I realise it would be an utter privilege to be president of this country, and I stand with my track record, my record in the Dáil, my record as a city councillor for 17 years. I had the privilege of working in many different roles, a barrister, a clinical psychologist, a teacher. I was a cleaner as a student and a nurse's aide. And
So you believe you have the firepower to be president. Already, though, in this campaign, your communication has got you into trouble. You've been explaining your comments on Hamas. And as Pat Leahy in the Irish Times says, if you're explaining, you're losing. Is your communication good enough to be president?
I think my communication is excellent. I think the difficulty is that I speak bluntly, honestly, and I always speak after reflection and after I've done after I have done my research.
Why were you explaining on comments about Hamas?
My record in the Dáil is second to none. I've never missed a day. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss some days, Cormac, in the future.
Why then, if you're an expert communicator, why did you have to explain your comments on Hamas?
I didn't use the word expert communicator, but I said I speak honestly and with integrity every time I speak, and I do my best to answer every single question. And I could continue to do that. In relation to being president of Ireland, I believe that I will have the courage to stand up. I believe that I will reflect the values of this country, both nationally and internationally. I believe now more than ever we need a voice for peace. We need a voice that's not afraid to articulate the challenge and the existential threat posed by climate change, and a voice that articulates and reflects and recognises the extensive work being done in city and town and rural area and community areas, where I have seen firsthand where they not only have identified the challenges and the problems, but they've also identified the solutions.
I understand. We have a peace process on this island. You say, correct me if I'm wrong, that you want a united Ireland within your term as president, if you were to be president. Is that right?
I said I would love to see that, but I certainly love to see it in my lifetime.
But in terms of the specifics on that, in terms of the peace process as well, I wonder, would that be pushing unionism too far? For example, one of the chief supporters you have is Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin. She said she'd like to see a border poll in a decade. Would you agree?
I would leave that to the politicians. This is a presidential election, and I would be using my voice to reflect the Constitution.
You don't have a view on that, on the border poll?
I have a very good view on the Article 3 in the Constitution.
But on the border poll is a specific question.
Which clearly sets out it is the firm will of the Irish nation in harmony and friendship to have a united Ireland in consent while reflecting the diversity set out.
Are you going to give me a straight answer on the border poll within a decade?
I give straight answers all the time. Mary Lou has called for that. I have never called for a border poll.
So you might be in disagreement with her on that.
I will use my voice as best I can to promote the Constitution.
I understand.
And the Constitution in Article 3 couldn't put it any better. I couldn't possibly improve on what's in the Constitution in Article 3.
How will you appeal to beyond your base and the left, to the middle ground?
I think I've always appealed to people across all sides. And I think I show that as Lasca an Comhairle. I stood and I was elected the first female Lasca an Comhairle, Bonnie Moussage, as on role chin, Conan Gwelga, Kirkenkin, on Tom Lug. I used that role. I did it as professionally as possible. I used the Irish language as naturally as I could during that role. And I think I demonstrated my ability to chair the Dáil and listen to opinions from every side. Many of them I didn't agree with, and my own opinions are strong.
I understand, but upholding regulations and orders in the Dáil is different to appealing politically to a moderate or middle ground base, even a base on the soft right.
I wouldn't have been elected as Lasca an Comhairle without appealing to all sides in the Dáil, and different TDs voted for me to give me that.
What is your message then to wealthier sections of society, or maybe people in South Dublin or business owners listening to you this evening?
I know we've only 7 minutes, but I'm doing my best to answer your questions as best I can, Cormac. And so I'm saying I'm an inclusive candidate. I think I appeal to people in different backgrounds completely, and I've shown that through all my life. I spent 17 years as a city council, and I was as a city councillor, and I was elected. I was elected 3 times as a TD, and I got votes from every side. I got transfers from everywhere. On the last occasion, myself and Mairead Fáil for Sinn Féin topped the poll together. I got votes from every side.
Okay, and on that, finally, would you have liked to have seen Maria Sean on the ballot paper? Some people said it would have been democratic to allow her to be put forward. Were you asked to nominate her? Actually?
I was actually asked, but it was very late in the day when I was asked.
You declined.
It was on the day. Actually, I'd already signed my papers and I was running down to the Custom House. So I was asked very late in the day. I wish it's too late now, the candidates are gone, but I wished every one of them the best of luck. It is very difficult to get a nomination. That's the system we have. I do think, Cormac, that this a healthy democracy wouldn't be afraid of a debate in relation to whether we should extend that nomination process for the next presidential election or not. But we should be able to discuss that as a healthy democracy.
OK, one last question. Is it a disadvantage, you think, to the other candidates if they don't speak Irish?
Again, you know, Irish has been looked upon and defined as a problem. Agus ní bhreannaigh mar an Gaeilge mar sin. It is not a problem. It is an absolute gift. It is also our first official language, and I've always looked on it as giving me Súil Eile ar an Domhain. It gives you a different way of looking at the world. And indeed, Cormac, the Irish language is part of the solution in the climate change, because there isn't that false distinction in Irish, as I understand it, between nature and the human being as exists in the English language.
OK, well, Catherine Connolly, I wish you and the other two candidates in the race the very best of luck, and may the best person win. Catherine Connolly, independent candidate for president, thank you very much indeed.
Mille buikas.